Welcome to the show. This is your host, David Yanez, and you're listening to Midwatch with the Rev. God bless you. Thank you for being a part of our broadcast. We're excited to always be here with you. And we have a very special guest that's going to be with us on our next segment, Mr. John Slit. You might remember John from Petra, from the 80s rock group. Well, he's been singing and just moving and grooving. He's been in different countries. He just finished his holiday CD, which I believe it's a Christmas CD on Kickstarter project. This is the second CD that he's did that with, and we're going to have him in just about 20 minutes. We'll have him here on the air, maybe a little earlier than that. Just making sure that you understand and hear us loud and clear. Praise God, we're on the air. We're doing great things for the Lord, but mainly we're staying focused in what the Lord is doing in our lives. Our address is Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. Again, that address is P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. And I want to encourage you out there that write us. And we're excited to have your emails. We get plenty of emails throughout the week of just people that I listen to the broadcast or came across their website and listened to one of the shows and stuff. And we want to encourage you that we're moving our main broadcast into Rev Media TV for the video. So I want you to go on those videos and put comments. And I tell you, God has opened up a door. He has opened up a door that is going to bring forward the ministry in video so strong. I can't make every video. Praise God. I can't do that. If anyone thinks they can make every video and that they're the they're the producer of the century and they can produce all the videos that's going to change people's lives around the world, well, they're crazy. I don't know what kind of anointing they got, but it's an anointing that is crazy. Because each of us brings something different to the table. Praise God. Do you like eating food that tastes the same? No, I love eating food that has all different flavors. Amen. And that's just how it is with preaching the gospel. We're bringing food with different flavors for different peoples that have different appetites for different things. But most of all, we're bringing a unity of the body of Christ to post videos on the site. I was just so happy this weekend. This weekend we launched it, 40 new churches on Rev Media TV. I think we're up to 45 already. We're going to get to 50 pretty soon. And once we get to 50, my friends, that's going to be halfway of where I want to be at 100 churches. I can take care of 100 churches or more, but that's my goal, 100 churches on Rev Media TV on the platform that we can broadcast. I think we're at 50 if you add the churches that are independently on there. And not with different providers. I work with a lot of different internet website providers that build websites and stuff, and they send me clients, and we create a great package for their customers. And because I give it away, you know, I had a prophecy when I was at a church visiting with them with Pastor Bruce here in Houston. And no, it's not Bruce Lee, but he says his name is, they call me Bruce. That's when he talks to you. But he is a very anointed man of God. He speaks in the word of knowledge and wisdom. And he spoke over my life when I went to go and help and let him know about how we do at Rev Media TV, what we do, what's our goal, what's the plan. He said the first few minutes we're talking. Now, these are his words. And I go in as just open. I don't know if they want to do missions. I don't know if they want to do broadcasting. But this one I knew they wanted to do broadcasting. So I just geared all my discussion towards the broadcasting. And we start talking about my life, my ministry, what I've done. And he's just staring at me. And then I go, okay, well, let's talk about the broadcasting now. This is what it is. And this is what it brings. And this is what I want to give in the future. And this is how much it costs now. And I can even lower that. I'm like, I can even lower that if it helps. How many of you are like that? That you're like, okay, I'll make it work. Just take it. Well, that's how I work on different things. And that's how I go into the churches and I help them. And because you don't know where they're at, there may be a big building, but there may be no budget. Who knows? It may be a small building with a big budget. We never know. And I don't want to overstep, or I don't want to not be able to help someone because of finances. I think Christian television has missed it. And I'm going to say that again. I think Christian television has missed it. I think Christian radio has missed it. And the reason I'm online is just, I'm not saying I'm protesting, praise God, but I am saying this. I think that those elements have missed it. I think that they missed it in this, my friends, that there is so much talent out there. There is so much ability out there. It's amazing what they're putting together. I remember watching, I think it was it Letter? It was either Letterman or it was, it was either Letterman or Jay Leno. It was before Jimmy Kimmel. I watch Jimmy Kimmel all the time now. I love Jimmy Kimmel. He's just funny. He's creative. He's my age or younger. And he just adds. I see him. He's very creative, very talkative. I like that show. But I was looking at the things that we had, that they had on there, and they had George Clooney on there. Okay, I don't have to tell you who George Clooney is. Although I would like the salt and pepper that he has on his hair. Very nice. Anyway, I'd probably get one little gray hair there and one little gray hair there. And they're never in the right spot. You can't even see it. Anyway, George Clooney, you don't have to describe who he is. Anyway, he was on the show, and there he was talking about some of the indie films that he worked. And he goes, well, you know, and I'm not quoting him verbatim because I don't remember the full conversation, but I do remember his comment. And he said that they're like, well, you did this indie show. And, you know, it's one of the top indie shows that you produced. He goes, can you tell us, are you gonna keep doing indie shows and stuff? Are you impressed with what you got done with your own money and your own budget? Because he invested in this one movie. I don't remember what movie it was. And it wasn't when he just started producing, but he was already producing for quite some time. And he goes, so are you gonna be doing this again? He goes, well, you know what I'm impressed with? He goes, I'm impressed with those independent filmmakers that are just out there guerrilla filmmaking, shooting. And what you know, a guerrilla filmmaker is just getting the camera and going without a budget most of the time, or just without the proper locations, really. And he goes, I'm impressed with what they're making. He goes, have you seen it? They've done so much. They do so much creativity, really good stuff, amazing stuff they put together. And they're no big name. They're no Clooney or any Spielberg or anything like that. They're none of that. But they did some amazing, amazing things. He goes, I really was impressed with them. He goes, and I'm not surprised that they're gonna take over this industry in the next few years. This was some years back. This was some years back. And then you look at the industry now in the entertainment. And just stay with me. I'm going somewhere with this. I hope I go there. I hope I get there. We got like 6 minutes, 5 minutes left on my segment. Then we'll be having John Slick coming as a guest. He goes, I look at the entertainment, and when I see the entertainment, I see things that Hollywood picked up on, and they found actors, they found talent through the web. They found industry leaders that are today leaders that used to be just on entertainment, reality TV, other things like that. The young guy on Saturday Night Live made his videos for Saturday Night Live online until Saturday Night Live picked it up. And a Saturday Night Live short is what it was called. And he's made over hundreds of them now. And he has his own show today. The people from, what is it? It's Philadelphia. It's always something in Philadelphia. It's always sunny in Philadelphia. They made that skit online. Picked up. Danny DeVito seen it and picked it up. There's talent out there that I think that the Christian industry, they're telling me I'm too loud. Lower my mic then if I'm too loud. I'm getting preachy on you. Lower my mic. Okay. If I'm too loud, I'm sorry. I'm blasting in your ear. But the industry itself, has missed it. It's not too late, though. There's so much talent, so many gifted ministers that preach the Word of God around this nation. They may not be on TBN, they may not be on Daystar, but they should be. They're gifted. There's so much young talent in movies. There's so much young talent in making miniseries and television series that is out there that should be financed. And on these Christian broadcast networks, but they're not. There is so many people out there that are so gifted in the movie industry. They even have a film project called the 168 Film Project that is done yearly. In Glendale, California is the actual premiere and stuff that you do a 5 to 10 minute video, 168 minutes to make the film from start to finish, from post to pre to post, to pre to production to post, and to submit it in, including getting your script on time inside the timeline as well. So these are Christian people or Christian ideas and movies that are being made by people, and testimonies come out of that. And they are very talented. They're very talented. I think this year they had 83 submissions, or was it 103? I'm not sure. But they had their biggest festival this year. In fact, Echo Light Studios donated $1 million for that. There is talent there. That why don't TBN or Daystar or some other big industry, why don't they pick up the tab on that and get them to finance a movie that's just going to be a movie and a blessing to people? It's not always about the dollars, my friends. It's not always about how is my return. I was asked when I went to the ICRS this past year in St. Louis, well, are you getting paid for that? Are you getting blessed for doing that? You come on your own dime and are you getting blessed? Is things going to be okay for you? And I have to say that, you know, I don't look at the blessing part when I go do something. I look at it because I have to do it because God showed me to do it. And it fits with what we're doing. And today I was just on the phone with a good friend. One of our PR friends that gets us a lot of interviews and gets us top name people in the entire nation. And I told her, I don't want to be just a interview and just do an interview for someone. I want to be the best interview that I can do for them. And I tell you, the other day, Thursday, I didn't say it. Davis Bunn, our last interview on Thursday, he said it. He said this was one of the best interviews he's ever had. And I was a very great host. I don't talk of myself like that, but this guy did. And I appreciate that. Davis, you are welcome back. Anytime you want to come on the show, you are welcome back, brother. You can come by anytime on the show. We will have you. It's not a problem. It's not a problem at all. But you look at that. There's talent out there. There's talent out there that can be used for the kingdom of God. That is out there. And I hope we're back all the way to Revmedia TV now that we can get this thing going, that we can broadcast, that we can capture this talent. Now, back all the way to what Bruce said, the prophet Bruce, they call me Bruce. What he said was that there was going to be a partnership, that I was going to be able to give this away. And I thought, okay, that's kind of crazy. How many of us know when we get something that's kind of crazy? Because I know what it costs. But you know what? I'm giving it away. For the price that I'm giving it, I'm giving it away. People tell me, you're giving this away. So that just confirms what my brother's. And my brother has spoken many times in my life. And those things have always come true. Not almost come true. They have always come true. So look online. Go to RevMediaTV.com. Be a part of that. Be a part of that broadcast. Check out what's new. Check out what's happening. Because I tell you what, my friends, you are going to be blessed. You will be blessed with what we have. You will never, ever have to go look for any broadcasting anywhere else. You just come to RevMediaTV.com and you can listen to our actual broadcast and see different things of different shows, different ministries. We're going to put out, my goal is to get as many broadcasters as I can on the air, because I want to see God just bless. I want to see God bless. We'll be right back.
Christian slumbered. The Supreme Court kicked God out of government in 1948 and out of the schools in 1963. While Christians slept, the court then legalized abortion in 1973. And now we have rulers that hate America and want to reduce it to the level of other nations. All of this is the judgment of God on Christians. We found the enemy, and we are it. If Christians would repent and vote rightly, America would still be a strength to the poor. Christians must repent of voting for big, beastly tax-and-spend government with national health care and other socialist policies. Freedom is painful, but is proven to be a strength to the poor. O Lord, you have been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress. Church of the King, MacAllen.com, on Ware Road, just south of Trenton. Side with God against yourself and be a winner. 585-4402.
When an orangutan refuses to go to sleep, what's a frazzled zookeeper to do? Dr. Catherine Albrecht back to tell you what one employee at a zoo in Poland does to cut out the monkey business at bedtime next.
Privacy is under attack. When you give up data about yourself, you'll never get it back again. And once your privacy is gone, you'll find your freedoms will start to vanish too. So protect your rights. Say no to surveillance and keep your information to yourself. Privacy. It's worth hanging on to. This message is brought to you by StartPage.com, the private search engine alternative to Google, Yahoo, and Bing. Start over with StartPage.
Michael Krause, a 36-year-old zookeeper in Poland, had his hands full. Two adult orangutans were driving him ape by refusing to go to sleep at night. If he gave them a fruit snack, they'd throw it around. If he tried wearing them out with play, they just got hyper. So Krause tried reading them bedtime stories, and it worked like a lullaby. The apes got a kick out of cookbooks, especially when Krause acted out the cooking movements. One of the apes is a big fan of German fiction, too, while the other prefers English literature. His favorite book? Pride and Prejudice. Perhaps it's time to face the fact that orangutans love Jane Austen. I'm Dr. Catherine Albrecht for StartPage.com, the world's most private search engine.
Blogger, conference speaker, and parenting expert, Trace Embry.
Parents will tap the ends of the universe to help make their kids happy and successful. They research the best schools, buy them the best cars their budget will allow, provide them fine homes, healthy meals, and clothing that reflect the latest fashions. They even bring them to church and send them to camp, hoping to instill all the attributes of a healthy human being. Yet despite working long and hard to provide the best for their kids, parents too often fail to tap into the resource that actually transcends the ends of the universe. And it costs them nothing but a little time. It's called prayer. How often have we forsaken infinite power and intelligence on behalf of our kids for a new pair of Nikes? When we model and pray substance into our kids, the style will look that much better.
Trace Embry is passionate about seeing lives transformed and families restored. Go to LicenseToParent.org for materials and helpful resources for your family. LicenseToParent.org.
Do you know that you are unique? That you are one of a kind? Hi, I'm Terry Squires, and I'm here to tell you today that there will never, ever, ever, ever be another you. God made you special, and He has a plan and a purpose for your life, and He wants a one-to-one relationship with you. Ephesians 4, verse 4 through 6 states, "There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all, through all, and in all." Start today and be one with the one who knows you best and loves you most. Won't you join me today to impact the lives of others at www.terrysquires.com? Let's reach the world together, one life at a time.
Man is a tripartite being. He is made up of body, soul, and spirit. When God made mankind, He made man and woman in His own image. The Godhead is a Trinity made up of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. These three are one in God, but distinct in their personalities. Jesus Christ became a man, the manifestation of God, and He was tripartite. However, when Jesus was a man, He was also equally God. Mankind has three distinct elements within his soul. They are his mind, his will, and his emotions. Fallen man is led by the dictates of his soul life, but he was created to be led by his spirit. Therefore, when man is born again, his spirit man is regenerated along with his soul, and the Holy Spirit walks in harmony with the spirit of man on the path that God has prepared for him to walk in.
Hey, man, welcome back to the show. We got Mr. John Slit on the air with us, and we're excited to have. How you doing, John?
Buddy, thanks for having me on the show.
Hey, thanks for filling in.
Absolutely.
It was a last minute thing, and I needed someone. Of course, I go to my go-to PR people. and they enjoy. They send us people everywhere all the time. McCain, and they're really awesome. And they send me a whole slew of people, and I'm just glad that John's one of those people.
Well, me too, buddy. Because there's always a lot to talk about, and with you, I have a hard time keeping up with you. So it's always a thrill to hear what you're doing. Besides what we're doing, you know.
Amen, amen. And you've been working on an album. Before we jump into that, just tell us. I mean, the last time I seen you was the ICRS, and then you traveled, didn't you? Did you go out of the country?
Oh, gosh, I'm always out of the country. Yeah, I think after talking with you, I went to Scandinavia a couple of times. I'm trying to think if I've gone to Romania and. But I don't know if it was before or after we had talked recently. So let's just say Scandinavia for right now.
Yeah, everybody what you were doing out there.
Well, I did a solo concert and then or a solo tour, and then I went out with Petra for a real quick jaunt out there for a college, a Christian college that's one of the biggest in that country. For a festival going on, that was a lot of fun. So then we're working on the 40th anniversary Petra album CD, and because of that, we're thinking seriously about doing a tour. And it looks like we've got several dates here in the U.S. and then working towards outside the country. So Petra's, it's funny, here in the U.S. we're sort of we're not that. There doesn't seem to be that much interest with us, but outside the country, we can stay pretty busy.
Hey, man, yeah, no, you're on demand. Every time I hear a report from you, I get your updates and stuff through the email. I'm like, man, look at John. He's still going strong with that. It's amazing.
Well, there's certain people that I think are supposed to be on the road. I think I'm one of them. My wife would agree with that. And as long as I can stay healthy and I'm able to do what I'm supposed to do on stage. I think I'm supposed to be doing that. When I can't anymore, then I'll know it's got timing for me to stop, and then I'll have something else for me.
It's amazing that the brand Petra is still so much in demand. And for how many years now? 40 years?
Oh, yeah. This is our 40th anniversary. But really, what's funny is I retired from Petra, 7 years ago. And, I've been working on my solo stuff. This will be my third CD coming out soon, just as a solo artist. So I'm pretty excited about it. That means number five as far as a solo career. But again, Petra hasn't had a record out for 12 years, but this best of comes out, and all of a sudden there's interest again. So it's quite a roller coaster.
I mean, now you used a Kickstarter for this recent CD, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Actually, the last two of my solo CDs, the Greater Cause was my first one, Kickstarter, and then the Christmas Project, that's what I call it, was also a Kickstarter project, which was amazing. I'll tell you what, Kickstarter to me is the wave of the future. I think for any artist, whether they're on a major label or not, I would suggest investing in it, because if you've got folks that believe in you, and you have that freedom to say, listen, this is what I want to do. Would you like to be part of it? And get enough that will invest in it to where you have a budget that's workable. You don't need that, cash cow to go in and say, okay, we'll front you, but we're going to take this, this amount percentage out, and you got to pay for all everything. It's just, you have more freedom. You have more
Amen.
Freedom. I really think... I personally think the computer killed music the way the industry the way it was. Now it's coming back, and you have to reinvent yourself. And who knows? Maybe in the long run, it'll be a more of a positive than it was a negative.
Hey, man, that goes along with what I was sharing on the first segment, and I just love when the Spirit does that. I was encouraging everybody that what is on TBN, what is on Daystar, nothing negative against that. Just say what the talent they have on TBN and Daystar is good, but there's so much talent that's out there on the internet right now. There's so much gifted men of God and women of God that aren't on the air that need to be found, need to be put out there in faith, doing the work of the Lord in music and broadcast. broadcasting, and it's true. There, when you use a funding project like Kickstarter, it releases you to be free to do
it
the
does.
Things.
It does, but I'll tell you what, just because you have a desire to do a record and have the computer doesn't mean it's going to work. I've had a lot
That's
of people
true.
who are ridiculous musicians and great writers, but they haven't paid the dues yet.
Oh, absolutely!
I think that's part of the whole scheme. I think God has a plan, and He will open the doors for the ones who are supposed to be open, and close the doors for the ones who are supposed to be closed. But isn't that exciting that there's a new avenue that we can at least ask God to bless or not? You know?
Yeah, you know. Amen.
It didn't exist before. You know?
Funding's half the project.
Well, funding is about 80% of the project.
80%, and you throw in the talent and everything. And how long does it take to get an album together?
Well, it all depends on who you are and who do you use. And in my case, it takes about 60 days to do a Kickstarter project.
Okay.
Then it takes probably twice that long to do a CD for me, only because I've got the connections that you need to do the type of record I want to do. For someone else, you know, that maybe doesn't live here in the middle of the music world, it could take longer. You know, it depends on the quality you want to produce, that you want to bring across, or that you won't settle for any less. And it might mean that you have to travel all over the country to get the right people the right way, or it could be you're doing it in your bedroom. You know,
yeah,
with a digital recording system that could sound fantastic, and you could get it done in a week. I mean, you know, it all depends.
That's amazing. Now, you used Kickstarter twice. What are some of the things that you look at before you start on a CD, before you even throw it into Kickstarter? I mean, I know you pray and you make sure it's God's will, but what are some of the things you look for?
Well, I think you covered probably about 80% of that. You know, it's pretty much prayer, and you have to have a vision. Seriously, when you go to Kickstarter, you're making a declaration. You're making a sales pitch. You're going, I want to do this kind of record. This is what I will promise to you I'm going to deliver. But you have to have a direction. You have to have a path to go for, you know. And for instance, on my The Greater Cause, I knew for a fact that I was going to do a rock record, more 70s, 80s with a newer sound. It was going to be absolutely Christian, and that's basically what I said. You know, I did a record before that called The Grafting, which was more of a family-centered subject matter that really was probably the least rock that I've done in years. It still had rock in it because it's my voice, but it was more of a contemplative type record. It had to be done. It had to be in my quiver, but I had a lot of people going, you know, I don't really think you should sing more rock, you know, and misunderstanding what the direction of The Grafting was. But still, after I got The Grafting recorded and it was in, as I keep saying, in my quiver, it was time to do another rock record, and that's why I did The Greater Cause. And people were, I think, very satisfied because it was exactly what I promised, and I think I delivered with that promise, which I praise God for. And then with the Christmas album, I basically said, I want to do an album that you won't fall asleep with. I want to do a Christmas album that it's exciting, using traditional songs that you've heard before. We have one original that my son-in-law and I wrote with a good friend of ours. And, you know, the rest of them are pretty much traditional that you've heard before, but done a little different way. You know, done the way I'd like to hear Christian music, you know, the way I'd like to hear Christmas music. I always say you won't hear it in an elevator. You know, it's not one of those things where it's just noise to soothe the soul type of thing. It's beautiful. I mean, it's the people I'm using are amazing as usual, and the quality is already there. It's probably about 80% done, and what we have on track right now is truly amazing. So I'm pretty excited. I think it's going to be a great record, and the Kickstarter people I think are going to be very satisfied because I'm delivering what I promised. And that's what's important. You have to have a vision. You have to have a goal to say, okay, this is what I'd like you to invest in.
Hmm. That's amazing. Now, was your second time doing Kickstarter a little easier than your first time?
Yes. Yes, it was. Only because, you know, we paid the dues of uncertainty before, and my team knew what to do. It's not like we just plugged in the formula, because the Christmas record is so different. And I'll tell you what, the next regular record that I do is going to be different. So none of these are just the same old, same old. But it is nice to have, you know, who to call, how it's done, what to expect, this kind of stuff. So the uncertainty factor was absolutely eliminated a whole lot, you know, a whole lot more than the first one. So that was nice.
Hey, man, now is there going to be some traditional songs that we'd recognize on the...
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Like they said, it's all... I think all of them but one are songs that you've heard before in Christmas seasons, but like I said, maybe a little different. Yeah. We've got the original is called "What Christmas Needs to Be," and it's a beautiful song. I mean, it's not like in your face stomp, but it's not a sleeper. It's sort of the middle of the road. It has a subject matter, more of a contemplative subject matter. With a little bit of a rhythm, you know.
Amen. Amen. Now, is this the first time you're recording anything Christmas?
Absolutely. After how many years have I been in the music business? More than I want to count. I've always wanted to do a Christmas record, and Petra never wanted to do it. And of course, in my Head East days, Christmas was the farthest thing from our minds. So it was nice to finally say, you know what? I think I have enough records. In my as far as a solo artist to be able to do a Christmas record, and I said I want to do one now. I also thought that Petra was going to do an original record this year, and so it gave me total freedom to say, you know what, that's taken care of. Finally, I get this is the perfect time to do a Christmas record.
That's amazing. Now, is some of your supporters on your previous project, are they supporting you on this project as well?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had a lot of returners, and they're becoming good friends. You know, I'm talking to them personally and sending personal notes, and they're coming back and saying, remember? Oh, my gosh, yes, I do remember. So, yeah, I've got a lot of second-timers. God bless them. And a lot of people go, I didn't know about the first one, but I wanted to make sure I got on the second one, you know? And what's funny is, more than likely, when I finish this, 2 or 3 months later, I'm going to have people call me and go, I just didn't know about it. You got to let me know. You know, we do our best through the Internet and interviews like yours to let folks know that exists and it's happening. I mean, even now, if people wanted to join the Kickstarter crew, they could, and get the benefits of the prizes, but I don't say prizes, I guess awards. But you know, the Kickstarter time, it was very important, because if you don't hit your goal, everything's off. You know, nobody contributes, so there is no money coming in. But I love that, because if I don't hit my goal, then I can't do the project anyway.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't want people being sending me money that believed in me, and then I have to go back and say, well, thanks for the money, but I can't do what I promised, because not enough came in.
My Christmas is going to be awesome. I appreciate it.
yeah, my Christmas is going fantastic. You're not going to get it, but my Christmas is going to be great.
I understand. Hey, so tell us about the album cover.
Well, good question. The album cover was pretty much a design that was sort of shared with three different people. Jonathan, my I'm just going to give first names here.
Sure,
Jonathan,
that's fine.
my art director, Sue, my assistant, and myself. I had an idea. I had it to those two guys, those two people, and they go for it. And they usually send me about 50 different designs. It gets to the point where I'm going, guys, stop sending me all this stuff. Just get something cool that I told you I wanted. And it's so funny. If I go, okay, fine. And they start understanding what I really want. And then it comes together. And a lot of times, you know, I may want something, but then it's like, oh, this isn't working, you know. And they'll go, John, I think this might work better. I go, oh, okay. And it does. It does. It's really, really cool.
Mm. I like the design, the reef, everything. Tell us what some of that stuff symbolizes.
Well, the reef was, to me, the reef is you know, it's that first thing you see on the door during Christmas season. It just strikes me as a great symbol. And then the reef surrounds the basic scene of what I think Christmas should always be. I think we should have the manger scene on every public building, in every public yard that exists in this country. But you know, with Mary and Joseph and the baby and the lambs, and it's just it's almost a silhouette. It is a silhouette type of thing. But then behind it is the cross that covers, you know, basically it shows the whole history of Jesus, you know, the earthly history of Jesus from the manger to the cross. And I think that's very important for us to me, that's what Christmas is about. The wreath is, you know, the celebration and the Christmas and the presents and all this, but the real meat of it is the manger. And the final meat is the cross. So we put those in layers, and I feel like it represented the spirit of Christmas to me.
Mm. It's beautiful, the color, too, and everything. And now, in every project, do you learn something about yourself or about your crew or about the reason you're doing this?
Well, I've been doing it for a long time, buddy. I absolutely know why I do it. I do it because God gave me the voice, gave me opportunity to have a second chance, and I feel that we as Christians need to be heard. We need to get the word out whatever way we can, and with me, because he gave me what he's given me, I feel that it's very important to go out with this avenue, with this opportunity, and spread the word with quality. You know, I've always felt that music is a powerful tool. It was in the secular days with me, and it is now. I think if music wasn't powerful, they wouldn't pay bundles of money on commercials to have it. You know, so I feel that every chance I get, every style of music, every opportunity to bring across a theme, an idea, a belief through hopefully top quality music, whatever style that is, or whatever season it covers. So I feel that the Christmas thing is very cool, because even the secular characters that won't have anything with Jesus, have to do with Jesus, they like Christmas, you know, and so they are forced to talk about, mention, deal with Christ. Even when they try to phase his name out and call it Xmas, you know, they still, the running thing is the celebration of the birth of Christ.
Amen. Amen. So what's coming up next for you, John?
Good question. Touring this CD as much as possible here, doing a little bit of touring with Petra here in this country for the first time in years. Just odds and ends, buddy. I mean, I haven't really what you call toured in years. I'm just always busy. I'm always going out on the weekends, doing track dates, every once in a while being able to bring my band out and play my music, which I've got an amazing band that's very patient with me, because we, like I said, we don't play together that much. I'd love to do a tour here in the U.S. featuring the Greater Cause and the Christmas album, but again, the interest of Petra and its camp just seems to not be that great with the industry, not the people, but the industry. So you've got to break through that before people can hear you, and that's sometimes a pretty tough breakthrough. So we usually stay pretty busy, like I said, overseas, and just working on projects that come as they come.
Amen. I think that's why me and you love each other so much. We're always busy about our Father's business.
Amen. There's no word in the Word that says retirement, is there?
Oh, nope. I'm going to keep doing this, even if I'm making an animatronics of myself to double up the time.
So, amen, buddy.
I'll figure it out. Hey, John, give everybody your contact information that you want to give them for your websites and stuff.
Absolutely. The best way to keep in touch with me and to find out what's going on in my touring and everything else is johnwslit.com.
johnwslit.com. Now, hey, John, we did the NRB interview we did, the video. I put your Christmas project on video on there. So
fantastic. I appreciate. Well, buddy, it worked. We went past our goal by a little over 10%. Which was really a blessing, and it's folks like you that understand what I do and believe in what we do, and I thank you, man. That's why it was that when my team called and says, can you do this for them? Oh, absolutely.
I appreciate it.
We work together, buddy.
Amen. Amen. And even during the next, I'm going to play during the next couple of months, we have a Christmas theme going out, so we're going to put that out there to play again and again. So we're going to try and get you some more publicity as well. And we love you, man. And hey,
thanks,
for those
buddy.
That don't know, John's song is the one that's on my healing service promo, which I showed John at the ICRS in St. Louis. And it's a beautiful, beautiful song. And it's a song he made for his wife.
Oh, yes. The gift.
The
absolutely.
Gift. And everybody that hears it, they just like, wow. And of course, I have your credit on the end of the song, on the end of the video. And do you know, like, when I have it on YouTube, it actually pulls up the CD where they could buy it and everything. At the
oh,
end
of, praise God.
It's like, it'll show my video posted, and it has your name by this song, this CD, and it has your website and stuff. So I'm like, hey, they did that. I didn't do that part. They did. I guess it's some kind of a thing in there that it recognizes it and auto connects it to something. So anyway, just let you know that we're helping you that way too. We're all about promoting God's people, and because God's gonna get the glory. And the more you go out there, the more we send something out there to people that need it. I mean, there's just more people we're helping. And how can you not be blessed? Amen?
Amen. Amen, my brother. Amen.
Amen. All right, brother. I'll call you back in a minute just to wrap up. But thanks a lot for being on the show with me today.
My pleasure, Dave. God bless, man.
All right, God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Amen. That was our brother in faith and our brother John Slit. And I'm sure you enjoyed the interview. I enjoyed it. Go to johnwslit.com, get his CD, get his Christmas, get in line to get his Christmas CD, go in and get his Greater Call CD. There's so much stuff you can keep up with him. I get his emails on his newsletter, his updates, stuff like that. I get that all the time. So, and I love it because John's always encouraging, and he's always trying just to be a blessing to everyone out there. So how can you not be blessed by following someone like that? So I think it's important that we all find a ministry that encourages you. Amen. That adds to your life. And we support him. There's nothing wrong with that. Amen. We support him. Anyway, johnwslit.com. All right, you email me at david@redvideonetwork.com. I will catch y'all on Thursday with another great guest. We'll catch you next time. God bless you. See you next time on The Midwatch. My address is P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. Thank you to my guest, John Slit, for being on the air with me.
The views and opinions of our guests do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this station, this show, or its hosts.